96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. If you're a college student ready to graduate, or if you're a professional looking to make a move, this conversation is for you. Listen to this scenario. You suddenly find yourself up close and personal with the president of a company you want to work for, and you want to sell yourself, but you only have 60 seconds to do it. What do you say? How do you say it? It's called an elevator pitch. Is your elevator pitch ready? Well, we're talking about that tonight with my guests, Natasha Saunders. She's a career development coach, and David Harrington, chairman of the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Dave, Natasha, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Delighted to be here.
Thank you.
Okay, Natasha, so give me a working definition of an elevator pitch. What does it do?
Pretty much, just in short, the history of the elevator pitch really started from like the internet website boom area, where those that were creating different web platforms wanted to have venture capitalists as investors. And so they thought that if you could sell yourself in 30 seconds, then you'll gain my attention. And so the basic format of that is, can you sell yourself? Who's your audience? What are your key points? What is your contribution? What are you selling? You're either selling something, promoting something, or marketing yourself. One of the three.
Now, you said 30 seconds. I said 60. So 60 seconds has to be a lifetime, right, Dave?
It is a lifetime, and you'd be surprised how long it is, but how quickly it goes. And so sometimes people don't measure the time correctly. They go on too long, and they lose the person that they're trying to engage.
Okay, so what if, because Natasha says that this was about venture capitalists, and I'm sure that's still the case, but for people that are looking for jobs, as in the conversation that I mentioned earlier, what are the ingredients for a really good elevator pitch, Dave?
So you have to frame the space, what I would say. So in framing the space, of course, you introduce yourself. What are the sort of salient pieces to that that you want to get across? I mean, sometimes we go all over the place and then you lose. So what are the salient pieces that you want a person to leave with? And then how do you contact them to reengage them at another juncture?
So how do you know? Let's take an elevator scenario. You're on the elevator and Ms. CEO walks in and she has her staff there and they're in her ear and they're talking back and forth, and you're riding up to the 40th floor and you start in the basement. How do you approach Ms. CEO? Do you interrupt? How do you do it?
I suggest that you ask first if you could interrupt. May I have a moment of your time? Just ask that question and then gauge. If she or he says yes, then you go and move in. Who you are, how you know this person, why you would like to connect with them, and then you go in for the ask. I always teach my students that there is an ask at the end, whether it's, may I have your business card? May I contact your assistant to set up a more appropriate time that we can engage in dialogue further? But there should be an ask at the end. So who you are, how you know that person, what would you like, and then have that ask.
But, you know, this is the thing that really comes to mind. I can imagine if you are on the 20th floor and you're going up and you finally ask if I can have a moment of your time, and Ms. CEO or Mr. CEO says to you, Dave, well, who are you?
Exactly.
What do you say?
Well, what you say is, if I can have a moment of your time, I'm so-and-so from Howard University. I just graduated. I heard about your company. It's a wonderful company. I aspire to be there. And you go from there. In other words, you set up the space in which it's a complimentary space so that then they know that you're interested. And you have to be informative. So you just can't say, oh, gee, golly, wow, I'm funny to meet you. You have to know who that CEO is and engage them at a level where you know you can reel them in. Hmm. And by the way, I would say that this is not only about, I think Natasha would agree, this is not only about job opportunities, but how you get jobs is how effective your network is.
Wow.
And so your networking is. So the resume aspect of getting a job is increasingly dwindling, and it's about who you know, it's about what people know about you, and then what are they saying about you? So there's a two-edged sword here. It's about not only presenting yourself, but it's also presenting yourself to a wide variety of people who will speak highly of you when people are searching for folks.
We're talking about the elevator pitch. I said 60 seconds. Natasha said 30 seconds. So you got to get it together. Know what you're going to say. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. 10.
Let's. But can I engage Natasha just for a second?
No.
No? Okay.
Because I need to go to the phone lines.
All
but
right.
You will
okay.
In just a moment. See, there you go. There's that pitch. I'm the mean CEO.
Nah,
there you go. Ravina calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Just listening to you all, you sound great.
Mm-hmm.
Just from my experiences, I really think that you have to be approachable. You know, your presence and character when you're trying to sell yourself in 30 seconds, you definitely have to feel confident about what you're doing and have some presence once you're approaching an individual and trying to sell yourself in 30 seconds.
Hmm. Have you ever had to do an elevator pitch, Ravina?
I would say not an elevator pitch, but entering a location like a conference room with several people being present. Just your first impression of an individual, your presence does matter.
Mm-hmm.
People do observe you as you enter the area. If you're saying walking up on someone when they're not expecting you, definitely a smile and introducing who you are and why you're there.
Sounds good. Sounds like good advice, Ravina. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your best elevator pitch. It could change your career. It could change your life. You could get investors. Or you could do something wrong. And we're going to talk about some do's and don'ts. Paula, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Paula. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I'm so glad you have this topic because I teach this to children.
Okay.
And like summer camps and things in my Horizons Youth Program, it's good for adults, it's good for children. The key is you only have a few seconds, but you've got to speak to your strengths. But you should also, it's good to just have some keywords or buzzwords. You could be in the elevator with a person who owns the building or one of the major corporations in that building. So whether you're a child or an adult, I think it's good to always have some type of business card, even if you don't have a business, because you can give that card to someone. If you're in that particular building, maybe you know something about it. I like the history of the building. I like the architecture of the building. But it's an excellent thing that anyone can use to market themselves. And so you should always be prepared to speak about your strengths. It could be your hobbies.
Hmm.
You may end up having the same hobby as that person that you're riding the elevator with, especially if you're unemployed. You need to know how to do a good elevator speech because you never know who you're in the elevator with. It might be someone that they know.
Well, Paula, I think you make an excellent point there, and thank you so much. David, you wanted to say something to Natasha.
No, I agree with Natasha about the 30 seconds. I think that's absolutely right. But how you perform on that 30 seconds is whether or not you get the 60
mm-hmm.
seconds.
Right?
So,
okay.
so many
yes.
times, if you are unclear with the 30 seconds, then thank you very much. You know, we could talk later on, right? I've done that even.
Mm-hmm.
But if you engage me in the first 30 seconds, well, tell me more about yourself. So that's where you want to get to. You want to get to the person, be able to say, Wow, that's very interesting. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. I only have a minute.
Okay. And for those who want to engage our guests here on the program, I'm sure both of you have websites. Natasha, if someone wants to reach you and find out more about what you do, how can they find you online?
You can find me online at theyouthcareercoach.com.
Theyouthcareercoach.com. Just youth, no old folks, though.
No. Believe it or not, half of my clients are actually adults and C-suite executives. I'm always fascinated.
Okay, well, you know, you're young at heart, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Dave, for those who are interested in the chamber also, because the chamber isn't just business people. Right. You do development and a whole bunch of other things. Right. How can they find you online as well?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.pgcoc.com.
PGCOC.com.
And you can find everything you want to about the chamber. And if you become a member, you can get access to all of our members if you want to make that elevator email,
right.
if you will.
And if I could add, on the youthcareercoach.com website, I have a tab that says downloads. If you click downloads, there's free templates, and one of those templates is how to do an elevator pitch.
Oh, well, that's excellent.
Well,
excellent.
When we come back, I'm going to hear the elevator pitches from David and Natasha. I'm going to be that mean CEO, and we'll see what happens. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you want to hear about the do's and don'ts of elevator pitching, if you have a question about what to say, what not to say, how to say it, give us a call. I want to hear from you. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation coming up on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a moment. The house.